Little Monster, a one-third stories book. Written by Sue Berendt. Illustrated by Eloise O'Donoghue. Translated by Emmanuel Guérinet. Narrated by Gaël Gosselin. When Mary and Percy's parents go out for the evening, they're left with the simple job of giving baby her supper. But when baby decides she doesn't like baby mash, that job goes from easy to hard to absolutely monstrous. A story that starts in English and ends in French. Percy and Mary lived with their baby sister, parents and grandparents in a very big, very old house. It was so big and so old that no one liked walking past it at night time or during the daytime. One night, Percy and Mary watched their parents get ready for the opera. "Grandpa and Grandma are coming with us," said Mum. "So you two will be looking after baby."
"Remember to give baby her dinner," said Dad. "She likes baby mash."
"No problem," said Mary. In the dining room, Grandpa put baby in her high chair.
"You'll eat your dinner, won't you, baby?" said Grandma.
"You won't cause a fuss, will you, baby?" said Grandpa.
Baby gurgled happily.
"Baby doesn't talk yet, Grandpa," said Percy.
"She still understands what we're saying," said Grandma.
"Does she?"
said Mary doubtfully. The adults put on their coats. "Good night, children," they said. "Be good." Percy and Mary waved goodbye and closed the door.
"Let's give baby her dinner now," said Percy. "Then we can play a game."
"I'll put the baby mash in the bleu bowl," said Mary.
"I'll get baby's jaune bib," said Percy.
When Mary and Percy returned with her dinner, they found baby sitting at the long dining table.
"I won't need a bib,"
said baby, tucking a blanche napkin into her sleep suit. Percy's mouth fell open in amazement. Mary was so shocked that she dropped baby's bleu bowl of mash. Baby looked at the food splattered on the floor.
"That's okay, Mary. I don't like mash anyway," she said.
"You can talk," said Percy and Mary.
"Of course," said baby. "Now please bring me something yummy to eat. I'm hungry."
In the kitchen, the children began to cook baby a new dinner.
"What do babies eat when they don't like baby mash?"
asked Mary.
"A jelly with a yellow cheese, 2 purple potatoes, and 3 green peas," replied Percy.
When the children had finished cooking, they proudly took baby her dinner.
"A jelly with un fromage jaune, 2 pommes de terre violettes, et 3 petits pois verts?"
asked baby, screwing up her nose.
"I don't like le fromage jaune. Je n'aime pas les pommes de terre violettes. Je n'aime pas les petits pois verts,"
exclaimed baby.
"J'aime paintings,"
she said, pointing to a priceless painting hanging on the wall. Mary brought the painting over to baby. She took a huge bite out of it.
"Now please make me something else to manger,"
insisted baby, her mouth full.
"I'm hungry."
The children began to cuisiner baby a second dinner.
"Let's make pasta," said Percy.
"With 4 orange fish and 5 red tomatoes," said Mary.
"What is this?"
cried baby when the children brought in her freshly cooked dinner.
"Des pâtes with 4 poissons oranges," said Mary, "and 5 tomates rouges."
"Je n'aime pas les pâtes. Je n'aime pas les tomates rouges. Je n'aime pas les poissons oranges,"
whined baby.
"Mr. Tiddles likes le poisson,"
said Percy as the family cat jumped up on the table to sniff baby's dinner.
"J'aime cat served with an orange sauce,"
said baby, laughing.
"Silly baby," said Percy. "You can't put orange sauce on a cat."
Then I'll play with the cat while you make me something else to manger,
said Baby.
J'ai faim!
Be careful with Mr. Tiddles, said Mary and Percy as they scurried back into the kitchen.
Then they brought out 6 ham sandwiches.
I don't want 6 sandwiches au jambon. I want spider sandwiches,
giggled Baby. Then the children tried 7 pink sweets.
I don't want 7 bonbons roses. I want candles,
said Baby. Then Mary suggested 8 white ice creams.
I don't want 8 glace blanche. I want cobwebs, declared Baby. Please make me something else to manger. J'ai faim!
So the children began to cuisiner yet another dinner.
What about 9 little cakes? Said Mary.
Good idea, said Percy. 9 gâteaux made with 10 brown eggs. It's worth a try. But Percy was wrong. It wasn't worth a try. When Baby saw the cakes, she opened her mouth and cried,
No! 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 Je n'aime pas les gâteaux!
But they're made with 10 œufs marrons, said Mary.
Je n'aime pas les œufs, said Baby. J'aime old grandfather clocks.
Percy and Mary watched as Baby got down from the table, waddled across the carpet, and began to chew on the grandfather clock.
I'll just have to show you how to cuisiner,
Baby said. Baby marched into the kitchen, Mary and Percy close behind her. Then she began to tell them what to do. Baby's recipe.
You'll need 1 fromage jaune, 2 pommes de terre violettes, 3 petits pois verts, 4 poissons oranges, 5 tomates rouges, 6 sandwichs au jambon, 7 bonbons roses, 8 glaces blanches, 9 gâteaux et 10 œufs marrons. Now put everything into a bowl and mix it all together,
said Baby. Percy and Mary did as they were told. When they'd finished, they looked into the bowl and then looked at each other.
It's baby mash, they exclaimed.
Oh,
said Baby, eating it up.
Is it?
When she'd finished eating, Baby yawned.
I think I'm ready for bed.
And just like that, she was fast asleep. Mary and Percy sighed with relief. They put Baby in her cot, then went downstairs to tidy up. Mary patched up the bites in the priceless painting. Percy fixed the crunch in the old grandfather clock. And together they soothed Mr. Tiddles. And when they'd finished, the exhausted Percy and Mary went straight to bed. Later that night, Mum and Dad and Grandpa and Grandma got home from the opera.
Oh dear, said Mum, looking around the dining room. Do you see what I see?
I see 1 fromage jaune, 2 pommes de terre violettes, 3 petits pois verts, 4 poissons oranges et 5 tomates rouges,
said Grandma, nibbling on the priceless painting.
And I see 6 sandwichs au jambon, 7 bonbons roses, 8 glaces blanches, 9 gâteaux et 10 œufs marrons,
said Grandpa, gnawing on the grandfather clock.
And I see that Baby takes after your side of the family,
Mum said to Dad, as he munched on a chair leg. Sorry, said Dad. J'ai faim. Glossary. Blanc, white. Bleu, blue. Bonbon, a sweet. 5. Cuisiner, to cook. 2. 10. Et, and. Fromage, cheese. Gâteau, cake. Glace, Ice cream. 8. 8. J'ai faim. I'm hungry. J'aime. I like. Jambon. Ham. Jaune. Yellow. Je n'aime pas. I don't like. Manger. To eat. Marron. Brown. 9. 9. Non. No. Œuf. Egg. Orange. Orange. Pâte. Pasta. Petit pois. Pea. Poisson. Fish. Pomme de terre. Potato. 4. 4. Rose. Pink. Sandwich. Sandwich. 7. 7. 6. 6. Tomate. Tomato. 3. 3. 1. 1. Vert. Green. Violet. Purple. Family feast. The family is planning a big feast. Listen to each family member say which foods they like and which foods they don't like. Write the name of the French words for the food they are talking about in the speech bubbles next to each person, or draw a line from the food to the speech bubble.
J'aime les sandwichs au jambon.
Je n'aime pas la glace.
J'aime les bonbons. Je n'aime pas le poisson. J'aime les œufs. Je n'aime pas les petits pois.
J'aime les pommes de terre. Je n'aime pas le fromage.